It's the Best Mix in the Morning show with Mariah Carey there at 98.3 The Coast and the Daily Dish for Thursday on the air now. And one day after Tom Cruise exploded in a temper tantrum, five crew members walked off the movie set he was working on. Rather than take the abuse from Cruise, they took an early Christmas break. A source on the set said tensions had been running high. Then Cruise erupted with anger under the stress of trying to finish Mission Impossible 7 under strict regulations established by the British government, and more importantly, before Christmas Eve. The insider claimed, since Tom's outburst became public, there's been more anger. He's upset others aren't taking it as seriously as him. 3 months ago, Cruise reportedly chartered a docked ship so the movie crew could isolate in relative comfort. The Lizzie McGuire revival is dead at Disney+. Star Hilary Duff broke the news on Instagram on Wednesday, saying, "I know the efforts and conversations have been everywhere, trying to make a reboot work, but sadly, and despite everyone's best efforts, it isn't going to happen. I want any reboot of Lizzie to be honest and authentic to who Lizzie would be today. It's what the character deserves." In more reboot news, NBC is developing a sequel series to Night Court, according to Variety. Original series star John Larroquette will return as Dan Fielding, while Big Bang Theory star Melissa Rauch will executive produce. The sitcom will follow unapologetic optimist Judge Abby Stone, daughter of the original series character Harry Stone. Meanwhile, Seth MacFarlane is producing a reboot of Revenge of the Nerds. Keith and Kenny Lucas, the identical twin brothers best known for co-starring in 22 Jump Street, are set to write and star in the movie. According to Variety, the movie won't be a remake. It will instead be the contemporary reimagining will pontificate about today's nerd culture and what even constitutes a geek in the 21st century. And Christopher Walken is a bit behind the times. This 77-year-old says he's never owned a cell phone or a computer. Appearing virtually on The Late Show, Walken said he doesn't do many video chats because he avoids technology. He explained, "Yeah, somebody had to come set this up because I don't have a cell phone or a computer." Stephen Colbert asked if he was morally, philosophically, or emotionally opposed to such things, but Walken said, no, I just got to it too late. I think I'm at a certain age where it just passed me by. I never got involved in it because it would be strange to have any 10-year-old be much better at it than I am. What if Walken needs to make a call? Well, people are nice about letting me borrow things, he says. That's the Daily Dish for today on the Best Mix of the Morning show at 98.3 The Coast.